Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. Do we ever. I was actually looking at the lineup of things here, and things have changed. Because of everything going down with Masha Slamovich, who is currently under investigation by TNA. Sports Illustrated was told Tuesday they're looking into allegations of domestic abuse by Slamovich, which surfaced on social media. So we'll tell you about what's going on there, how it affects not only TNA, but many other shows as well. We got an update on the NXT show from last night. I got a lot to say about NXT. The bloom is off the rose. Maybe I was just in a bad mood, but just not my cup of tea lately. And one of the wrestlers is gone. Just awkwardly written off the show last night. And we'll tell you what happened. We'll talk about some more knockouts going to the TNA Wrestling Hall of Fame. Class of 2025. An update on Tiffany Stratton. We've got some collision ratings notes. Might talk about John Cena Sr., who's not happy about some aspects of his son's final run. And, of course, the NXT TV report. So a lot to get into here today. Filthy Tom is going to be joining us. You can join us as well. 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. You can email me, fwonline@gmail.com. I'm also fwonline on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
That leaf pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up? Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer, now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler joining us here today. And we got a lot to get into, so let's just start with the bad news. Masha Slamovich currently under investigation by TNA. TNA told Sports Illustrated Tuesday evening they'll be looking at Slamovich following allegations of domestic abuse that surfaced on social media earlier in the day. "We take any allegations like this very seriously, have begun an internal investigation." Slamovich was previously in a relationship with former MLW wrestler Akira. A friend of his on social media shared a Dropbox link on Tuesday, allegedly contained text messages between the two. Additionally, pictures of Akira showing injuries were also shared. Akira wrote about the situation on social media later in the day. While not referring to Slamovich by name, he talked about their relationship, sharing intimate and difficult details. Wrote that during their relationship, he attempted to commit suicide on three different occasions. Prestige Wrestling has announced Slamovich will not be appearing on the October 5th show. West Coast Pro announced she will no longer be competing at the How the West Was Won show. She has been pulled from Prestige, replaced by Shayna Baszler. And, obviously, the article promoting the match for this weekend has been taken down from the TNA website. So originally this weekend, it was going to be Ash by Elegance versus Masha Slamovich with Indy Hartwell as the guest referee for the Knockouts title. It seems clear that match is not happening. What they will do, I do not know at this point. But she appears to be off that show. WWE is keeping an eye on things because obviously they have the relationship with TNA. So, certainly not good. And all of the tweets and everything are up on Twitter if you happen to want to read them. But that is the latest on that. Don't know if you have anything you want to add, Tom.
I know both of these wrestlers. I've been on many shows with both of them. I did not expect to wake up yesterday and see what first was admiration for Masha for being, I think, number 25 on the PWI 500. The highest woman on the list, and then it turned into just a terrible situation. I read the entire Dropbox. It was horrific in a lot of ways.
How much is in there? I saw some text messages.
It took me, I don't know, 100?
Wow.
Maybe more. It was quite a read. And, there's instances in which, obviously, this is just like it seemed to be a toxic relationship. A few instances in which they got into physical altercations. There's one message in there where Akira mentions Masha blocking his way and him moving her, and then her headbutting him, and then they get into a scuffle and he eventually taps her out. So you can only imagine the kind of relationship and what may have led to that. So hopefully each one of these people, Akira and Masha, can get some clarity from the situation and both come out of this better people. And, you know, best wishes to both of them. I don't want to see this happen to anybody. So bad situation.
Should mention that the Prestige show that she has been pulled from, they've only got a few, I guess, four shows left, and then they're done. Indefinite hiatus. And you work for Prestige, so I presume not going to be on any of those shows because of your hip? No appearances or anything?
Well, I haven't been on one of those Prestige shows for longer than that, so my hip's not the reason why. Mm. But, yeah, sad to see
terrible wrestling.
Prestige go. Yeah, that's why, Brian.
Mm. Okay.
That's what it is. I sucked. Longest reigning champion they ever had. Yeah, sad to see a top independent promotion go, but, you know, it's life, brother.
All right, last night, oh man, this NXT show. I wish I could just do the Vinny show now, uncensored. I am over NXT. Just,
oh, really?
And it really, like, it hit me last night.
It's jumped the shark?
You know when it jumped the shark? You know when it actually jumped the shark? There were two moments when the show jumped the shark for me. I could go on for hours. I probably will tomorrow. But the two moments when the show jumped the shark were, I'm trying to think which one came first. I think it was
scintillating.
Well, it's very important that I get these in the correct order. I guess it was later. Okay, so the first thing was they did the JC Jane promo, and Lola Vice interrupts, and they have a back and forth, and Lola lays her out, stands tall.
Yeah.
And I thought,
no.
I told you guys. I told you. So Lola was responsible for JC getting pinned by Rhea Ripley on the PLE. So she stood tall there. And then she stood tall over her also on this show. And they have a title match this weekend. And I know you didn't believe me, Tom. I know people don't want to believe me.
Oh, but I believe, like, you now.
Dude, she's losing to JC Jane. They did all of those awesome video packages for her. She's so over. They built her up so big, and JC's going to beat her. Yeah,
you know what I think's happening? I think Lainey Reed's winning that speed title, and she's joining Fatal Influence, and that's how JC Jane retains.
It very well could happen. And then, like, I'm just like, it obviously hasn't happened. I mean, it's possible we could be wrong. But the bigger issue is that this company, I have no faith that, like, anybody's going to get put over that people want to see get put over. Because it all stems from Javon, okay? Because I was invested in this guy, and, like, he was great. And then he's like, he gets put in four ways for the title. He doesn't win, but, like, he's in the four ways. And then finally, they put him in a one-on-one singles match with Oba, and he loses yet again. Okay, it's been 18 months. He lost again. And then, like, okay, you know, you lose a title match, whatever. But you know what's important is the follow-up after you lose a title match. So the follow-up is he vanished. And, like, the announcers nonchalantly mention nobody's heard from this guy for a week. But anyway, we're going to go to the ring. And, like, nobody cares where the guy went. It's like they don't even care about this guy. So he vanishes. A week later, he comes back and he's all depressed and sad. And it's like, okay, you had your big shot. You lost. You were depressed for a week. Now it's time to, like, you know, fire up and maybe we'll get this thing done. Guy comes back and he ends up in a match with, what's his face? Briggs. And, you know, they have a great match. The fans are going nuts. You know, they're all ready once again. And they beat Javon. He loses again. Okay. And when it was over, I was like, okay, well, like, now what? I mean, is Briggs, like, Briggs just lost a championship match, or actually the number one contenders match. That guy is just like in the mid card now.
No, he did have a championship match.
Well, he did, but then they had another number one contenders match. It was him and Ricky, and Ricky beat him. So Briggs, you know, he lost a number one contenders match, but then he goes and beats Javon, and I'm like, where are we going with all of this? So on the show last night, like out of the blue, Briggs just cuts a promo, and he talks about how he's wrestling Javon on Saturday. On the PLE. I was like, what? Why are you wrestling Javon again? Why? You beat the guy.
Seems like a lateral move.
And it's a total lateral move. And then you like look at the lineup for the show and it's like championship. And at the very bottom it just says Javon Evans versus Josh Briggs. I'm like, it's been 18 months. This dude is now back going 50-50 in the mid-card with another guy who's going 50-50. And then, like, this whole... I was just like... And then, you know, it's like, everybody, they want to see Javon, like, get pushed, and he just gets beaten unmercifully. Now they want to see Lola get pushed. It looks like she's going to be beaten. But then we've got these Dark State guys. I mean, they're not over. Nobody cares. But they're the champions. They're getting. I'm just like, I don't care about this show. I just don't care about anybody anymore. I'm like, who could possibly care? I don't know, man.
Hey, what happened to Tyra Mae Steele?
Who knows? She's another one. There's a point to all of this, by the way, but I'll have to get to it after the break because I just ranted about how this show is just like, it's the only show where they build up somebody for a top spot and then just yank the carpet out and they fall back down to the mid-card. Like, is anyone ever gonna get a push in this company? Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So, I could go on and on. So the point of all of that was, you know, we're talking about the whole Lowell of Ice thing. So, like, 3/4 of the way through the show, completely at random, Javon is cutting a promo, and he's just, like, being silly. Like, he's just like a guy who just doesn't care anymore. He's just all being wacky. Oh, you know, And then we hear a crash. And he's like, ah, don't worry about that. He's being wet. And then we hear another, ah! And so they go over there, and Jasmine Nix is laid out on the ground. Okay? And, guys.
This was my favorite thing on the show, actually.
Guys, no, I was infuriated. Here's the thing. Have you guys been watching this show? They have been teasing a breakup of JC, Fallon, and Jasmine. Fatal Influence. They've been teasing a breakup of these two, these three, for what? It feels like months and months. 6 months, 8 months.
The entirety of the stable?
I mean, literally, they did a deal where they all teased that they were going to have a breakup for months. And then they all helped JC win and acted like it was all a ruse. But then they still hated each other. This has been going on for months and months and months, okay? So, in real life, Jasmine's contract has come up, okay? They offered her a new deal. She didn't like the money.
Doesn't work for me, brother.
She says, I'm out of here, okay? So, instead of, like, knowing her contract is up, maybe she'll stay, maybe she'll go. You guys watched the television. Like, they were positioning her as the one that would break away as a babyface. Instead of doing that in advance of the contract expiring or whatever, they wait till the very literal last minute. She says, no, it doesn't work for me, brother. And so after all that, after seemingly, like, over a year of teasing they were going to break up, she is found laid out on the floor, and Jasmine just says, it doesn't matter. It was time to drop her anyway. Only the strong survive. And that's the end of Jasmine Nix on NXT. I was like, I waited years. Seemingly years for this breakup.
That was a great payoff. Are
and
you
guys
me?
Waited till the very last second. You couldn't even do a match, a Loser Leaves Town match. Loser Leaves Town, and they screw her, and she... That, like, Brian, you waited till the last second, and you came up with a phantom attack, and JC just goes, nah, should have got rid of her anyway. Yeah.
What we saw from JC Jane was historic. I have never seen someone on television provide so little emotion or investment into somebody being dead at their very feet. It was fantastic.
No, Sticker. He says, let it play out. No, it has played out. It's done. She's finished. That was them writing her off television. And then,
let it play out. She herself has gone on social media and explained the situation and said she got offered a contract. It wasn't up to her liking, so she left.
Bro,
she's gone.
Last week, even your dog, I wish he could just mournfully wail as I do this report. Last week, Grayson Waller announces that I'm going to talk to everybody and I'm going to set up a champion versus champion match. NXT versus TNA. Champion versus champion, winner takes all in the show. And as soon as he said it, I was like, what? What are we doing here? what are we doing here?
You knew what we were doing.
So then, you know, they announced this early, and throughout the show, they've got all of this, they got all this stuff, you know. This guy's mad, this TNA guy's mad, this TNA's guy is mad.
Trick and Oba show up at the very beginning, and they're being hunted in the parking lot.
No, you're getting ahead of yourself. This is last week. Last week, they announced a match, and all these tweets appear from various, you know, NXT or TNA wrestlers who are angry. They don't like the way this is being done. They're upset. They mention they may be there next week, the whole thing, okay? The show goes off the air, although most of us didn't see it, with Regal meeting with Ava and saying, I don't know if this is going to be good next week, okay? Now, this is completely, completely unrelated to storylines, but it's my own storyline. Ava agreed to this match next week in storyline, okay? Regal says, this may not be good next week. We might have company. Ava then goes to England.
Can you imagine?
Which, by the way, is legit. She's in England right now. She's on a vacation.
So what?
In storyline, she set up this riot and then no-showed the show and left these other geeks in charge. So then,
incompetence at the highest level.
The show begins and, like, TNA people start showing up. And throughout the show, oh, this TNA person's backstage. Oh, this TNA person's in the crowd. Oh, this... And golly, I try so hard not to just get as mad at Vic as Vinny does. But this idiot just keeps asking throughout the show, why are these guys here? What are they doing here this week? I'm like, Vic, you're the only idiot on earth that does... You're the one reading the tweets last week, dude.
Booker T is, like, in hysterics, like, he doesn't want them there. He's scared the entire time. What are these people doing here? He sees it as a threat.
Vic doesn't get it. I don't know why they're here. What are they doing in the building? Well, obviously, you know, they do the main event champion. And by the way, like... We all knew what was going to happen, okay? But it's like, they didn't even pretend that wasn't going to happen. Did NXT open with, like, a big video package? Here's the history of the TNA title. Here's the history of the NXT title. This is a monumental night. We're going to unify these titles. Nothing. They barely even mentioned it.
You know what Vic said? He goes, this is going to change the course of Turning Point and whatever the Saturday show is. Not the course of NXT.
No.
Not the course of TNA. Despite the fact that their two major titles could be combined here. No. Only the shows this weekend are going to be affected. Don't worry.
They don't even pretend they're going to unify these titles tonight. So they start doing the match. It's fine. And then all these TNA guys start showing up. And then, you know, Santana jumps the rail. He starts to do commentary. And finally... there's like 2 minutes left of TV. They don't even give it time to breathe. There's 2 minutes left. They end up outside. Trick gets in Santana's face. Santana punches him. Ref calls for the DQ. There's now 90 seconds left of television. So 500 people from both locker rooms have 90 seconds to get to ringside for a giant brawl. They rush down there. They fight. It's just like a brawl. And then Ricky Saints nonchalantly wanders to ringside in the middle of this brawl. He's in no hurry. He doesn't care. He gets the belt. He looks at it. Oba rises from the dead. He takes the belt. They look at each other. I was like, that's the worst television show I've seen this year. Call Lee. Dude. I hated that show.
I would certainly not go that far. There have been some absolutely atrocious SmackDown.
I know, but I can hate it, and I told you why. It sucked.
There may have been more egregious stuff on this show. Like, I can't get over the fact that Ava was gone.
Oh, I can't.
That one?
Why? That was the most logical thing on the show. She set the place up for a riot and then went to England. That is Ava in a nutshell. Have you watched this show? That was the only thing on this show that made any sense. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Good. I'm glad I took a bunch of notes.
Sorry. What do you want to say, dude? We don't have time anyway. Hey, listen.
What was Lyra doing?
Bro.
What the heck was going on there?
Well, anytime Lyra is in NXT, you are guaranteed. I was watching. I told this on the Brian Vinny show last night.
I was like, what is happening?
I went to the teriyaki place the other day, and they had a big TV, and they were playing General Hospital. But it was muted, and so you could only see the subtitles. And still, just watching the actors and seeing the subtitles, I was like, this is the worst trash acting in the history of man. And, like, you should have heard what I was watching on this show. At one point, this lady goes, you stole my embryo! That's what she said. I was like, haven't we seen that on NXT yet? But anyway, it was, like, the dirt worst. Lyra on NXT. And it was Lyra and Tatum. It is the worst, like, the most overacted, just, I don't know, man. I just can't do it anymore. I used to love this show.
You don't want to talk about...
I look forward to this show every week. And it's broken me.
Cole Custer and Sam Meyer?
The butt guy?
The NASCAR Xfinity
Cup. Oh, those guys.
You can't even tell who's in dark... You can't tell who's the tag champs and who's in the NASCAR Xfinity
driver. Yeah, it was like... I announced we're going to review 2005 Impact on Brian and Vinny. So they were like, oh, he likes 2005 Impact? Let's bring in some NASCAR guys. Just rando NASCAR guys. And then, like, you know, one of them does ring entrances. He's like...
It is NASCAR. He's in his NASCAR suit.
The following match is... And Vic goes, this guy's just as good at ring announcing as he is at racing. And I'm like, he's that bad at racing? Because that was the worst ring announcing. You couldn't have been more monotone. Ah! I'm out of here, Observer Live!
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I may unleash on the Brian and Vinny show tomorrow. No censors. Say whatever I want.
No FCC to shut
you
down.
No FCC, exactly. There's going to be some Fs and some Cs. You'll hear it.
Whoa.
You heard me. But anyway, maybe we'll go back and you can do some NXT notes afterwards. But
what, who cares?
Okay, I said no, but you were the one like, I got notes. Let me get some news in, and if you want to read your notes, you're welcome to.
I'm going to read you the Riot Act in a few minutes, buddy. Watch yourself.
Tonight's AEW, Okada, Takeshita, and Hechicero against Mark Briscoe, Hologram, and a mystery competitor.
They made it quite clear who that mystery competitor is going to be.
Yeah, they still haven't told you, but it's Orange Cassidy.
They did this.
Yeah. No, they didn't do that. They did this. You have to do the weak thumbs up.
Sorry.
Yeah. Get it straight.
I don't have it in me.
Chris Stetlander versus Mina Shirakawa. Don't even get me started. That's for the AEW. The women's world title is on the line, everybody. Chris Stetlander is defending the belt against Mina Shirakawa. And then Tony Khan has an important announcement. So we still only have three things announced for Dynamite. And only two of them are matches. So I would expect this will be a down week. I'm tracking this, by the way.
Any suggestions on what the announcement will be?
Women's tag titles. That's what I think it is.
Has the women's ROH Pure tournament started yet?
I don't know. They got a lot of stuff.
Somebody mentioned they should do a hardcore title, but have it just be for the woman. And I was like, you know what? I'm all for that.
Oh, by the way. Oh, God. As I look at the lineup for No Mercy, there's even more stuff from the show I'm reminded of that was just so stupid. I can't. Let's move on. So, added to the TNA Wrestling Hall of Fame Class of 2025, Velvet Sky and Angelina Love. They will be inducted into the Hall of Fame on October 12th at Bound for Glory, joining Mickey James. So I think everyone going to the Hall of Fame this year, all women. So there you go.
Knockout year.
It is a knockout year.
TNA Hall of Fame. I mean, that's some pretty good acts to go in, I would say. Mickey James, perennial top knockout in TNA, legend of the division. And I enjoyed the Beautiful People. They were a top act back in, what, 2010?
It's been a while.
Around there, but yeah. Definitely a memorable act for sure.
You guys remember the story on Tiffany? This just gets better and better. So Tiffany was doing a match on SmackDown. She did a moonsault. She banged her head. They quickly went to the finish. I was told very likely concussion protocol. She was still being advertised for a match on Tuesday for NXT. However, Tuesday came and she was removed from the match and she was replaced by Lyra. Then, you know, they were selling shirts, a three-way, Tiffany Stratton, Jade Cargill, and Nia Jax. These shirts were being sold. It was on the lineup for the PLE this past weekend. Instead, they ended up announcing the match for next Friday instead. And obviously the reason they didn't do the match on the pay-per-view was she wasn't cleared. And then, you know, we had to have the thing. Oh, she's not hurt. Timing issue. She's fine. She was never hurt. And I mentioned the other day, yeah, you know, she was hurt. And it was a big thing. But you know what I learned today that I was astounded by? You guys aware that their claims that she isn't hurt and was never hurt? Last Tuesday, when she was replaced in NXT, Ava actually did a tweet saying she won't be in the match tonight because she's not medically cleared.
Whoa, but you have already set the precedent that you cannot trust Ava. How many times have you said this, Brian? She's incompetent.
Okay, fine. Well, you know who you can trust about her own health is Tiffany Stratton. She was on the Going...
Oh, I don't know. Source?
She was on the Going Ringside podcast, and she admitted WWE is taking precautions after the spot on SmackDown. Obviously, on that moonsault, said Tiffany Stratton, it was a little bit of a rough landing. I was fine, she says. It was more a precautionary thing and kind of monitoring to see if anything was bad about the fall. So, anyway, she was in concussion protocol. When she's cleared, if she's cleared by Friday, they'll do the three-way. And that's the story.
That's some real low, low, low piccolo style reporting.
Thank you. I don't know why it's such a secret when people are hurt or not hurt. Like, I don't get it.
HIPAA!
It's not HIPAA, dude. It's not HIPAA to say a person is hurt and in concussion protocol. It's not HIPAA if someone breaks their leg to say their leg is broken. Jiminy Christmas. You happy?
Very rarely, actually.
Golly. Did I break the HIPAA laws by saying you had a bad hip? No? You did. Correct? Tailgate brawl. Remember that thing?
No, you know, I swear to God, when I saw this news and rating today, I was blown away because I was like, I didn't think it was on TV. I just thought that whole thing was on YouTube.
Well,
I had no clue it was on TV.
There's a decent chance that everybody watched it on YouTube because Collision, which actually the tailgate brawl actually aired on TNT, did 184,000 viewers and a 0.04, a horrific number. But yes, likely everybody watched it on YouTube and not
or
Collision.
Not at all because it was at like 10 a.m. 9 a.m. It was on really early. And that is the downside to these daytime shows.
No, it would have been on at...
Yeah, thank you.
11 Pacific.
No. I think that's when the pay-per-view started.
No. The pay-per-view started at noon. I was watching it live with Vinny. It started at noon. So this aired at 11 Pacific, 2 Eastern on TNT. So...
1 hour pre-show?
Yeah. Lenny probably watched it.
Lenny
goes, I had no clue the tailgate thing was different from the other pre-shows they had, like on Amazon Prime. Yeah.
Man, how quickly they ditched, that Amazon Prime, huh? Get the pay-per-view on Prime. Get the pay-per-view on Prime. Get the pay-per-view on Prime. Hey, see you later. Pay-per-view's on Max.
I think you can still get it on Prime.
Well, yeah, but they're not pushing it like they were.
No. No. John Cena Sr. was a guest on Unscripted with Dr. Chris Featherstone lately. He said he didn't like the Brock match. Said it was a squash. He goes, a smart thing would have been at some point. Maybe we have outside interference. Maybe, I don't know, count out. But the outside interference setting up the next match with Cena, whoever that might be. I saw those kids crying. This is not the way you want to have business go.
I think that's exactly how they wanted to have business go. I think they got the exact desired effect that they were looking for. Kids crying in the audience. How often do you see that?
And this guy here goes, or this John Cena Sr., he says, turning John heel was a great idea. The shock factor was great. But I think the storyline was destroyed. That was a very poor move, in my opinion, because it was a big gamble for everyone involved. To see how it started and then see the characters involved no longer be present. It's talking about Travis Scott and The Rock. Well, the heel turn almost became non-essential.
What do you expect? The Rock was getting ready to fight in the Pride Grand Prix against some of the toughest fighters on the planet over the summer.
I'm pretty sure that movie was already filmed. Yeah.
Well, he was in recovery.
He was in recovery. He was... Yeah. All right. Well, that's all I got. You can talk about TNA if you want, or NXT.
Oh, don't do this to me. I got like three.
Hey, I can go through. Full report. You don't have to do the full report. Is there anything else you want to talk about that we didn't talk about? Or should I just read text messages?
Well, no. I mean, I could go through a few things here. We didn't talk about Lexus King and Miles Bourne.
That was actually a good match, except it was a lights-out match, so they turned out the lights. You couldn't see anything. It looked like an NWA TNA show at the fairgrounds in 2003.
With cheeks about to come out.
God. They killed each other in blackness.
I thought this was the best Lexus King match I've ever seen, actually.
It's pretty good.
And then Miles Bourne beat him with the Bourne again off of the steps through a table and got the win.
This guy goes, they left the lights off? Yes. It was a lights-out match, so they turned off the lights for the whole match.
There was a spotlight on the wrestlers that you could see. A dim spotlight.
God. This was actually the worst WWE production I've probably ever seen. Like, they don't have bad production, but they did in that match. That sucked.
Back when they were in, like, the high school gyms on Raw.
Yeah, that was even better lit.
We had Ethan Page do an interview in ring. He passed Miles Bourne backstage, got to the ring, drew the attention to Dr. Wagner, who was sitting in the front row. He called the AAA Latin American champion into the ring to fight right then. So he does. He leaps in the ring, throws him around, throws on an ankle lock. Page taps out, and then Wagner rips off his mask, and instead, Tavion Heights.
A ref counted the pin or whatever.
The submission. And then he raises the belt, and it's like, shouldn't he be the champion now?
I was so confused.
But no.
Apparently it was non-title. But...
And he's defeated him ahead of his title challenge on Saturday, which to me does not sound good for Tavion Heights in that
match. Dude, they didn't even announce this match for Saturday. This was the angle to set up Saturday. He beat the guy in a flag match and didn't earn himself a championship match. Tyler Breeze won a championship match off him winning a flag match. And then he had to hide in a costume and submit the guy in an impromptu match. Well, to earn a title match.
Another issue with this is, I sincerely believe that Dr. Wagner Jr. would have just gotten a bigger pop from the crowd. Right? So, like, Tavion Heights takes the mask off, and the crowd's like, it's a guy we see every week. So.
That was dumb.
Jordan Grace.
Against Ariana Grace.
You know what?
I thought for sure, are we going to get Let's Go Grace? Grace sucks. Grace forever. Both these great. Nope. No one even thought about it. They chanted Jordan.
I think this is the first time I've seen Ariana Grace wrestle. Right up my alley.
It wasn't very good at all. What are you talking about?
I'm a big fan.
What are you talking about? She botched some spot so, like...
Oh, she just shoved Jordan over and then splashed her? That was sick.
God. This show was terrible. Do you understand?
We had Lainey Reed defeat Candice LeRae in the speed tournament to get a shot at Sol Ruka. Sol Ruka and Zarya up in the arena like Statler and Waldorf holding up signs, bad-mouthing the competitors, even though they're baby faces.
Yeah.
And then they did a bunch of roll-ups back and forth, and Lainey Reed hit a pump knee and pinned Candice LeRae.
Dude, she... Talk about concussion protocol.
She blasted.
Dude, she almost killed her. And then they showed a replay in slow motion in case you weren't sure that she pretty much killed her. Dude, if I were in Lainey Reed's position, I'd be really worried about killing Candice LeRae with a stiff knee. Anyway, back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, I hope Dynamite's good tonight.
You think Britt Baker's coming back?
No. I need a palate cleanser one way or the other. It is in Pittsburgh tonight. And somebody was like, if Britt's not back tonight, does that mean she's never coming back? And I was like, you know, they've been in Pittsburgh many times and she hasn't come back yet, so she's got a long time left on her deal. So I don't think that tonight she's either there or she's never coming back. It's just another day where she's not back yet. So I don't know, man. Don't look at me. I got a lot of questions about a lot of things, and I don't know the answers to many of them. You know what I mean, Tom?
What a profound statement.
Thank you. I try. I do. Tonight, it's Wrestling Observer Radio with myself and Dave. Last night was the final Brian and Vinny covering Mid-South Wrestling, and what a final Mid-South it was. The debut, the television wrestling debut of young Shawn Michaels.
Wow.
Yep, and I couldn't believe my eyes. But he sucked. I actually thought that he was probably like a Kurt Angle, and from day one, like, was awesome.
You know what? That must be the part that I inherited from my trainer Michael Shane through Shawn Michaels. The part
really
that sucked.
I mean, he sure got better quick, but man, he was terrible in his first match. If it makes him feel any better, his
we're still terrible.
No, his partner was much worse. All right. We got to go, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.